Five stages, with the first being the winter workouts and what we're doing in January and February and March. And then you get into phase two, which is spring practice. And then phase three is the summer. Phase four is fall camp. And phase five is the season. That's why it always intrigues me when people say, it's finally here. The season finally got here. It's like the season started 8 months ago with this football team as we've been working to this point. But we're really excited about the opportunity that we have in front of us. A lot has been talked about with the schedule. We're really excited about the challenge that we have, especially here in the first three games and with the first game right off the bat. But I'm also excited to see so many new faces on the field. I'm excited to see how they're going to respond, how they're going to perform, how this team's going to come together, and what personality the 2014 team is really going to take on. So there's just a lot of excitement right now, a lot of unknowns, and a lot of people are kind of excited to see the 2014 Bulldogs in play, which I believe we're only five days and 5 hours away from at this point right now. So it is getting closer and closer. As we get through camp, we released the depth chart, and one of the things that a lot of people want to talk about is the freshmen that have an opportunity to contribute. We feel like there are six freshmen that will have an opportunity to play early in this season. There's another maybe four or five that could be an injury away from taking the red shirt off of them and then playing a major role that we're going to keep trying to bring along in practice to get ready to play in case they would have to play. But there are six that right now we're taking the approach that they are going to remove the red shirt and play as true freshmen. There's two of them on the defensive side of the ball. One of them is Cedric Cooper at the safety position, and the other one is Russell Ferris at the linebacker position. We feel like not only can they help bring depth to what is very much needed on the defensive side, but they're both guys that could definitely be special teams players with us. And then on the offensive side, with what we went through at the running back position, we talked a little bit about Kraft and Walters. If you wait on an injury, but we would rather go ahead and make that decision now that we are going to play both of them, and so they will all be in the mix when we go to Oklahoma, and they will all be eligible to play maybe special teams, etc., but they will definitely be there. The other two are two wide receivers, and Marlon Watts and Marcus Gaines, both who have had very good camps that have kind of earned their way into the two deep with some of the things that they've done. And we have talked with this football team that you don't inherit a position, you earn it, and everything is going to be earned on the field. And those guys really have stepped up and done a great job of learning the playbook and are handling themselves in a very mature way. And those are the six guys that we are looking at playing as true freshmen. There is also there's two more young men that could be scholarshiped this year. This would make eight total walk-ons that we would have put on scholarship since the end of last season, just to try and get back up to our NCAA limit numbers of 85. Last year we played at 79 because of the 25 initial rule, and adding these two more would get us up to that number, which is what we're trying to get to where we have a full slate of scholarship student athletes here. And that is Tyler Porter, a defensive lineman who has really had a good camp. He's really come along. He's really performed well in the last couple weeks. And the other one is Aaron Brown, who has really done a nice job. He got most of the reps at spring practice with Houston Bates not being here, with Dora not getting a lot of those reps, with some of the injuries that we had. He took an awful lot of reps there and has really done a nice job. But those are a couple guys that will be going on to scholarship for the beginning of school, which will be next Thursday for us. And then we did have one departure. Stephen Gibson has made the decision to leave the program. He wants an opportunity to play, which is very hard for us to give him right now with the upperclassmen that we have and the job that some of these underclassmen are doing. And so he has sought a transfer, not sure at this point where he is going to attend. But that's kind of some of the housekeeping we have internally. You get on to Oklahoma, and that's kind of what this week is all about. You keep looking at number three in one poll, number four in the other another poll, you have the opportunity to put the Sugar Bowl game on with them defeating Alabama and what they did in that bowl game and how well they played. I think their ranking is very much merited, especially when you watch them in that game. This is a very talented football team, and I have great respect for Coach Stoops. The job that he's done, I believe he's been there about 15 years at this point, and he has year in and year out won. I know their strength coach very well. We were together when we were at Notre Dame, who does a fantastic job, and they've got a great tradition. They've got a great program. They've got great coaches, and they have great players, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. When you sit down and you look at what we're going to be seeing on both sides of the ball, sometimes you have one team that'll be better on offense than defense or vice versa. The thing that why this team is receiving so much attention is because it is a very balanced team. It is a very senior-laden team or heavy experience team. A lot of guys coming back, and that's one of the reasons that I think they're receiving the attention that they are with the talent that they have. It starts with the quarterback. Trevor Knight was up and down last year with a couple injuries, but you look at the way he progressed through the season, the way he played in that bowl game. Incredibly efficient. I think he does a really nice job. They've got an offensive line that is huge. They returned four out of their five starters from a year ago, returned from last year. Their tight end, Bell, who is, well, the tight end and the running backs, they're big, they're physical, they're strong. And what they can do with a big offensive line and tight ends and running backs is they can pound you and they can wear you out up front and they can establish a running game. And then when they have an opportunity, when you try and load the box and stop the running game, I think Shepard is a weapon. You look at what he does, how explosive he is. They lost a lot of receivers from a year ago, but they returned one of their best in Shepard, and I think we'll see a lot of him, not only as a receiver, but as a punt returner as well, but an incredibly talented wide receiver that will give us fits. It's very hard to simulate his speed and athleticism on the outside, but it'll be a great challenge for our back end, for our defensive backfield. Then you go over and you look at him on the defensive side of the ball, where 8 of the 11 return. 8 starters return. On that side of the ball, they have 11 guys that have started games. Again, very big up front. They've got a nose guard that's 6'6", 340 pounds. Very hard to simulate that length and size and trying to get push in the middle and movement. Their linebackers are very active. I look at Tapper and Stryker. I watched Stryker play in high school down in Tampa. Very active, very athletic. Again, in that bowl game, he had 3 sacks, had 7 tackles, a very active player for him up on their front seven, but I think they have one of the best front sevens in the country when you look at their size and athleticism and their speed and some of the things that they can do. And then you look at Sanchez in the back end. He was a freshman All-American, their corner. They're a very talented defensive football team. And then in their kicking game, they have 2 seniors. One's on the Grows a Watch list. He was 24-27 in field goals a year ago. He only missed 3. He's very active, very strong leg, and their punter averages 41.7 yards a punt. It is a very talented football team. It's hard to find weaknesses in this. And I think it'll be a great challenge for us. We're going to learn a lot about our team, having the opportunity to go on the road and play a team with Oklahoma's tradition, with Oklahoma's talent, and with the type of football that they're playing right now, because we're not getting a down Oklahoma team. We are getting them at one of their best, and I think it'll be a great challenge for us and one that we are really excited about and really looking forward to.
Questions? Who's your quarterback?
I will announce that when I have a chance to meet with both the young men. I have not had a chance. They're not. We gave them off on Sunday, and they're not back today till 4 o'clock. So I have not had an opportunity to meet with both of them, but we'll announce that as soon as I have an opportunity to meet with the quarterbacks.
As far as that race goes, were you, during the fall, were you kind of disappointed that one of them just didn't kind of take the reins and take the job?
No, I won't say disappointed, because I don't think it's a thing where they're both losing it. You know, I mean, I think you've got Ryan, who's been in the program, who understands the offense, who's been in it. You know, you're trying to evaluate Cody when he's been in the offense for, 15, 20 days is what he's had this offense, and I think he's getting better and better every week. I would have loved for somebody to just take it and run away with it, but I also think it was important to be fair to both of them and give Ryan an opportunity. This is a guy that's been here to get as many reps and show the improvement that he can do and prove that he can be the quarterback. And it's also fair to give Cody a fair shot since he's the new guy coming in and only had this offense for a limited amount of time. But I do feel like it's a quarterback race. It's not that, golly, we're trying to decide which is the worst of two evils. I feel like both of them, with the improvements that Ryan Higgins has made, that he's good enough that we can play with Ryan Higgins. And I also think some of the flashes Cody has shown, that he has the talent and the ability to be the starter. And so it's much more trying to make the decision between that. And that's why we waited through this last scrimmage. We had that scrimmage, had the opportunity to grade it, and then sit down and talk about it as a staff. And now I just want to have an opportunity to meet with the young men.
So you're saying that's something that's going to happen later today or something later this week?
It will be later today. I want to do it as soon as possible, as I've said, but I also want to be fair to them as well.
What do you feel like is the foundation of your football team this year? I mean, there's that cornerstone you want to build all season. What do you feel so good about right now?
Well, I mean, I think any good football team, it starts with your line play on the offensive and defensive lines. It starts with your front seven being able to stop the run and being able to run the ball. I think any good football team starts there, because if you can't stop the run, we can mention all the skill players and the outside guys and everything else, but you can't hang your hat week in and week out on that and be consistent. I think defensively, it's the experience and the maturity that comes back and the knowledge of it. I think Coach Diaz has done a phenomenal job with his defense, coming in as a new defensive coordinator, and the things that he has put in that they have really embraced. I think he makes it very complicated, but yet at the same time, it's very simple for them to learn. It appears complicated, but I think he has really simplified it in terms of it's very user-friendly, so to speak, for the players to take it, embrace it. They're not being robotical. They have gotten better and better as it's gone on, and they start to understand more and more of what he wants to do on that side of the ball, and I think he's done a really nice job with it. But I think that's the staple right now, if you said, with this football team going into it, would be the defensive side of the ball, just because of the experience that we have there. I think Coach Diaz has brought an excitement, an energy to the defensive side. There's a great attitude. There's a lot of confidence on that side of the ball right now. And I think that's why I said this will be such a great challenge for us walking in to this game. Offensively, there's probably a lot more unknowns. You have so many new faces, and that's part of the excitement that I want to see this defense go out and play against a team like Oklahoma. But I also want to see how the quarterback's going to fare. I want to see how these new offensive linemen are going to fare. Out of our top 10 offensive linemen, 7 of them have never played. You know, there aren't a lot of guys that have played a lot of football for us. And the one that's played, you have obviously the two starters in Trey Carter and Mitchell Bell. But then you have Jens Danielsen, who started 3 or 4 games a year ago. Outside of that, everybody else is kind of new to the show. And I'm anxious to see how are they going to respond in front of 80,000 people at Oklahoma against a team like that. A lot of new faces at the wide receiver position. You have Sterling Griffin and Paul who haven't really played yet. Paul hasn't really played yet here. And then you're talking about a couple freshmen that are starting to back him up and get behind him. And so I think it's going to be exciting to watch so many of the new faces on offense, but we're going to have to get better as the year goes on. We're going to have to come together and gel and build some confidence. And the only way that can happen is by everybody going out and doing their job and becoming productive and start to see that momentum, start to ride that wave of momentum if we can find a way to have some success early. But that's the biggest thing that I see with this team is right now it's almost like two different teams and an offense and a defense and what you're dealing with.
Is this the highest ranked opponent you've had to prepare for in a season opener? And what's that like compared to playing someone who's outside the top 25 or national title expectations?
I don't know that it's a lot different. Your first part of your question, I believe it is. I think West Virginia and Virginia Tech, when we played them, I don't think they were third. So it might be the highest ranked team, but they were top 10 that we had to play them. But it will be, so it is probably the highest ranked team I've played, but at the same to open the season. But to start it, I think, you know, whether that opening opponent is Oklahoma, whether it's Notre Dame, West Virginia, Virginia Tech, whoever that big game is, I think what it does is it grabs your players' attention. They know from this game has been talked about since last January when we started in stage one, that we knew that we were going to have to come out of the chutes ready to go. And I think it helped. I think it helped us have a better spring practice. I think it helped us have a better summer. I think it's helped us have a better fall camp. I still think it's going to be an incredible challenge. You know, it's great that it grabs your players' attention because they know that they're going to have the opportunity to play in front of a packed house against the number three team, and it's a great opportunity for us right out of the chutes. But the reality is they're going to put that ball on the tee, and it's not about excitement. It's not about all those other things. It's going to be about executing the fundamentals that it takes to win football games.
Would you consider playing two quarterbacks? Would that be a sign that things are going badly if that happens? Would that be considered as a normal thing to do?
Yeah, I haven't even – no, I'm not – that's not where I'm going right now. I mean, I don't want to get into – I think the two quarterbacks that we have are very equal from their talent sets and what they can do. So, no, I mean, if we had made the decision to maybe take an athletic quarterback, then maybe I would get into a two-quarterback system. But, no, I'm not trying to do that right now. I think it's important for this team offensively with all the unknowns that we identify a quarterback to be our quarterback as we go into the season, and it's going to be his job to lose at that point.
Anything else? One more thing. The offensive line hasn't changed a ton from last year. You got two new faces, and really it's been the same group since the spring. How important is that going into the season?
I think Matt Moore has done a really good job with the offensive line, and when you look at the way those guys are coming, you know, Greenwald hadn't played, Brunson hasn't played, Darryl Brown hasn't played. Those guys haven't played football before here, but I think those guys have been as a unit. We've been able to stay healthy, and those guys have been able to get a lot of work together, and I think that's been invaluable. You know, we talked in the very opening press conference about having 20 seniors, but 14 of them have been brought in the last year and a half. So it's not like you've got a lot of fifth-year seniors when you're talking about Oklahoma having four or five returning starters, and you've got guys that have started, you know, 38 games in their college career and things along those lines. We don't have that type of chemistry and togetherness and unity yet, but I still think it's been huge for all those guys to have been here since January. And I think guys like Kirby Wixon and David Mahaffey are doing some really good things and are going to be in the mix and could very easily get on the field and play because they're doing a good job. But I think those guys, Matt Moore has done a really good job, and I think it's a tribute to those players and to Coach Moore for what they've done to kind of put this thing together in such a short period of time as they've had to do.
When you look at Oklahoma, you know, a lot of people look to bowl game against Alabama. Mm-hmm. How much stock do you put into that? You know, there's a lot of talk about if Alabama was up for that game or Oklahoma got more up for it than
right.
Alabama did. Do you go back and strictly use that film and say this is how Oklahoma might look? Or
no, you use a body of work. I mean, obviously that's their last game, and that's when you see their quarterback with a little bit of experience playing better. You're going to get more of that picture than you are early in the season. But you also have to go back and you have to look at, you know, what was their approach at Monroe and Tulsa and those games that they had to play early. I mean, so you want to watch the body of work in the whole year, and that's why you really get impressed with the quarterback and the progress he made from the beginning to the end. But we're going to see a guy even more seasoned than that. So I don't think you put all your stock in it, but you definitely have to look at how they got to this point.
How do you keep your guys from getting caught up in the moment, just the environment today, 80,000 people at the game, and they can't really simulate that? So what are you telling them this week just to be prepared and to make adjustments if things don't start off how you want them?
Well, we just have to we're going to have to really stay focused on what happens in between the lines. The circus is everything that's going on outside the lines, whether it's the television cameras, you know, the blimp overhead, the, you know, the fans in the stands, all those things that are going on. That's the circus that goes on outside. I mean, as long as they get to play 11 and we get to play 11 and those stands, the fans have to stay in the stands, then it's going to be about what happens in between the lines and us going out and executing the fundamentals and staying focused on what we have to do. And that's part of the excitement I have with so many guys guys that haven't played? Are they going to be able to focus on what they have to do? Or are they going to see everything and the game gets real sped up rather than just really slowing it down and making sure you have discipline and eye control, being focused on your movement key or whatever your read is on that play? And that's what happens with young players, and that they get caught up in that. And we'll talk about it. We'll address it with the team and what we have to do. We'll try and simulate crowd noise at some of our practices this week where we have to learn to operate in silence a little bit on both sides of the ball. But those are the things that you have to be able to overcome. And as you said, when adversity hits and you find yourself down, that's when we're going to learn a little bit about this team. That's when we're going to learn what kind of fight this team has, what kind of resolve and commitment and togetherness, and how they're going to rally together and pick each other up, or we're going to start pointing fingers at each other and we're going to fall apart from within. And that's the chemistry and the dynamic you just don't know. And that's part of the second phase of excitement that I have for this season, to see how we are going to evolve to that. And we have tried to work and coach and teach those type of things this entire camp, but still, until you get in that arena, you don't know how you're going to respond to it all.
Anything else?
When you think it was a couple weeks ago, you said you're going to have to rely on the defense in these couple of these early games.
Yes.
The opponents you're playing. When you play a team like Oklahoma, can you truly rely on the defense, knowing the opponent? I mean, obviously the offense is going to have to pick off the slack. You can't.
Well, we're not going to win 3-0. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that, no. But I'm just saying that our defense is more ready to play right now with the experience we have over there than all the new faces. And they're going to have to carry us. And is it going to be good enough to win? I don't know. That's why we're going to go play the game. But I think right now they're going to have to be our strong suit. Our offense has got to play. We're not certainly not serving the ball over the defense and saying, here, you take it. I mean, we're doing everything we can offensively to try and eliminate some of those mistakes and make sure that we can put some points on the board, because when you look at us from a year ago, the 8 losses, we didn't score more than 16 points. And that's one thing that's constant, is when we scored some points, we had an opportunity to win. But that's why Oklahoma's also ranked 3rd in the country, is because they're as strong on defense as they are on offense. And that's why they're ranked as high. And it'll be a challenge for both sides of the ball.
All right.
Coach, talking about that running game earlier, you said that Derek Kraft would be,
Yes. Well, the depth at the tailback position, we talked about, we came in with Blake, who had never really played before, and you had Tevin, who got injured early, and you had Kenneth, who got nicked, and he missed, 4 or 5 games last year. And it was hard. And now all of a sudden you have 4 running backs that 2 of them have played, and a guy like Blake and Kenneth. But you also have 2 freshmen back there that I think are very talented players, that I think it's a long season. And their role may be on special teams early as they get more and more comfortable with the tailback position. But I think both those guys are going to be really good players. And they're both 6 foot, 220-pound running backs that have an opportunity to help contribute on a team that doesn't have a lot of mids, that doesn't have an abundance of, we talked about not having many linebackers, tight ends, fullbacks, not having any tight ends or fullbacks when we got here, and having very few linebackers. I believe there's only, two linebackers that are still on this roster that were here when we got here. So having bigger bodies like that that can help you on some of the special teams and can also contribute as an offense and defense to give some of those other guys a blow, then it gives you a chance to look at some things offensively to be able to highlight a couple of those players.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all.